I am hearing.
I am hearing.
That it's okay.
That it's okay.
To have my new language. And then be baptized. If it happened to Paul. It's good for me too. Verse 19. And after he took some food, he was strengthened. For several days afterwards, he remained with the disciples at Damascus. And immediately in the synagogue, notice he didn't get much theology teaching, did he?
No, none.
It said immediately in the synagogue, he proclaimed Jesus. He is the Son of God.
Amen.
And all who heard him were amazed and said, is not this the very man who harassed and overthrew and destroyed in Jerusalem those who called upon his name, this name? And he has come here for the express purpose of arresting them and bringing them in chains before the chief priests. But Saul increased all the more in strength. Hear that. Saul increased all the more in strength. Why? Because he was pushing to get things out. And continued to confound and put to confusion the Jews in Damascus, obviously, who lived in Damascus, by comparing and examining evidence and proving that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah.
Hallelujah.
Remember, he was very much aware of the scriptures of the Old Covenant.
Sure.
He knew them backwards and forwards from the time he could actually think as a boy. Mm-hmm. After considerable time had elapsed, the Jews conspired to put Saul out of the way by slaying him. So now you can see he's the very object of his own desires. Before he left Jerusalem, his desire was to get rid of those that followed the way, and now he's one of them.
That's right.
Amen. But the knowledge of their plot, that's exposure. Amen?
Amen.
The knowledge of their plot was made known to Saul. They were guarding the city gates day and night to kill him. But his disciples took him at night and let him down through the city wall, lowering him in a basket or a hamper. And when he had arrived in Jerusalem, he tried to associate himself with the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, for they did not believe he really was a disciple.
Sure.
Believing. However, Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles. And he explained to them how along the way he had seen the Lord. He spoke to him and how at Damascus he had preached freely and confidently and courageously in the name of Jesus. So he went in and out as one among them in Jerusalem, preaching freely and confidently and boldly in the name of the Lord. And he spoke and discussed with and disputed among the Hellenists, the Grecian Jews, but they were seeking to slay him. So he had all kinds of people against him. Mm-hmm. And when the brethren found out, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him off to Tarsus, his hometown. Mm-hmm. So the church throughout the whole of Judea and Galilee and Samaria had peace and was edified, growing in wisdom, virtue, and piety, and walking in the respect and reverential fear of the Lord, and in the consolation and exhortation of the Holy Spirit. Consolation and exhortation of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The reason that I I'm stopping there is because I have a sense that you've got a clue about what God can do to somebody that's Antichrist. Mm. I hope you have a clue that some of those that are on the other side of revelation of Jesus, that they can't stand you, or they can't stand Jesus in you. It's not an issue for God. It's not an issue for you either. Because if you focus on their hatred and their anger, what are you doing?
You're not focusing on God.
You're, again, doing all your logic from here. If you start saying, okay, Lord, what do I need to do to get through to this individual? Is there something that I need to do? Do I need to lay hands on them and ask the Lord to remove the blindness? Well, without instructions from the Lord, don't go lay hands on them. They might bite your hand off.
Yeah. Amen.
Okay? See, the Holy Spirit is the one that prepares. Holy Spirit is here in the earth. He was sent to counsel, comfort, and all of his attributes. And so many people don't use that. They use their logic. Well, I'm going to go down Main Street, USA, and I'm going to start preaching on the corner. If God told you, you're going to get results.
Amen.
Okay? One young person told me this past Friday night that the word that came through Susan has already come alive. And the young man that sat right there when she prophesied that he was going to pitch. Amen. And they've got fruit. But unexpected fruit. Fruits that came in a different way than all of the team that has been working to do the work of the Lord. It came totally different. And they're aware. They're aware. God did it. But the anointed word came from here.
Amen.
To that individual. God's plan is different for you than what you might perceive.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay? Different. So don't limit him to the best of your ability. Okay? Put your right hand over your heart. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
It's all about you.
It's all about you.
That's why Jesus sent you.
That's why Jesus sent you.
And that's why I need more of you.
And that's why I need more of you.
Than I've ever had before. Sometimes a pastor gets angry. Because he's trying to shove me forward. So I better forgive him right now. Because otherwise it'll be held against me. I praise you, my Father. The Holy Spirit is going to have his way with me. He's going to tell me when to speak.
He's going to tell me what to say.
And the results will be awesome indeed.
Awesome.
Because it won't be a head trip.
Like Ananias.
When I lay hands, the scales will fall off their eyes.
And they will be changed.
And they may end up preaching better than me. I give you praise, my Father.
I give you praise, my Father.
What an awesome trip it's going to be. Hallelujah. Say, I have eyes that see.
I have ears that hear.
You're about to talk to me. And when you do, I'm going to see.
I'm going to hear.
And my heart will perceive. This is important to me.
Thank you. Amen.
I was pressed to open up my Bible this morning, and it cracked open, which is something I very rarely do. In the Amplified, on Acts chapter 9. So we're going to Acts chapter 9. Because again, I want you to see the power of reasoning. Meanwhile, Saul, verse 1, still drawing his breath hard from threatening and murderous desires against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest. I mean, did you hear that? Saul, still drawing his breath hard from threatening and murderous desires against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest. What is he? He's in a panic situation. He is so angry, so filled with the wrong forces, and he's now going to do something to really help the Jewish nation. And requested of him letters to the synagogues at Damascus, authorizing him so that he found any, if he found any men or women belonging to the way of life as determined by faith in Jesus Christ, he might bring them back bound with chains to Jerusalem. Now, as he traveled and he came near to Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him, and he fell to the ground. Then he heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Harassing and troubling and molesting me?" I love the additional words there, because it's showing you what he was actually doing to the Lord, to the body of Christ. When you are critical of the body of Christ that isn't maybe quite like you, or isn't acting or reacting quite like you, be careful. You're picking on another part of the body. And Saul said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." Very clear. It is dangerous, and it turns out badly for you to keep kicking against the goad. That is, to offer vain and perilous resistance. Trembling and astonished, he asked, "Lord, what do you desire me to do?" The Lord said to him, "But arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." You know, I think I would have said, "Why can't you tell me now?"
Just tell me.
But I think he was quite angry.
Yeah.
And he had been shocked that someone had stopped him. Then the men who were accompanying him were unable to speak for terror. If you don't put the terror there, something is wrong. You need to know that they heard, but they couldn't comprehend, and it wasn't for them. Hearing the voice, but seeing no one. Hear about, again, you can learn something here. "Well, I can't ever see God." Well, maybe you will hear from him.
Amen.
Then Saul got up from the ground, but though his eyes were open, he couldn't see nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was unable to see for 3 days. Did you ever try to sit without being able to see for 3 days? Mm-mm. Yeah. He neither ate nor drank anything. I think he was in panic mode.
Sure.
Now, there was in Damascus a disciple named Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision. I stress the fact. He got a
vision.
Ah. So if he didn't develop his spirit, would he be able to help?
No.
Would he be able to go to Straight Street?
No.
What about when you say, well, I'm not good enough for a vision?
You don't get it.
And you won't. But who's to blame? It's not God. You can't pick on God. It's you. It's your attitude about yourself.
Amen.
And it's got to stop. People curse themselves and they don't even hear what they're doing. And that's what I made you aware of last night. When I heard someone say something and I said, no more.
Amen.
Oh, it's such a casual conversation. No, it's not.
Amen.
You're hurting your tomorrows.
Amen.
Take a deep breath right now. Say, Lord, I'm sorry for hurting my tomorrows.
Lord, I'm sorry for hurting my tomorrows.
Whenever I criticize myself. Because then I'm under the anointing of the dark one. Criticizing God's creation. And limiting him. And it's me that did it. And I ask you to forgive me.
I'm changing my mind right now
about how I feel about myself.
I'm
going to get God's opinion for a change.
And declare what he says about me.
I am wonderfully made.
I am a beautiful part of your creation.
And it doesn't matter what other people think.
Or what they say.
I could be the next Ananias.
And set the greatest man or woman
free from blindness.
And much more.
Amen.
Back to verse 10. Now there was in Damascus a disciple named Ananias. He's a disciple. He's not a high priest. He's none of the above. Whatever title you want. That means he's a follower of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord said to him in a vision, Ananias, and he answered, here am I, Lord. I would like to say, send me.
Yes. Amen.
Send me where I need to be. Send me to the connections that I need to be connected to. Send me to the people that I know need to hear about you. And the Lord said to him, get up and go to the street called Straight and ask at the house of Judas for a man of Tarsus named Saul. For behold, he is praying there. So the vision tells him a lot. He sees Paul praying there. And he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias enter and lay his hands on him. Oh, so he's got details from the vision.
Yes.
That Paul or Saul is actually received a vision also. So you mean to tell me that Saul had a vision when he was blind?
Yep, absolutely.
How much blindness is in all of us?
Mm.
How much blindness do we have compared to those that get a download from God? Oh, well, if I was like John, I would be able to do. I don't want you to be like John.
Right.
I would like you to be like you. And your pattern is Jesus, not John, not Kim, not anybody here. Okay?
Amen.
12 again, and he's seen in a vision a man named Ananias enter and lay his hands on him so that he might regain his sight. So now we know what Saul is praying for. The focus is, I need my sight back.
Yes.
But Ananias answered. Now notice again, aren't we all opinionated, right?
Absolutely.
And we heard the gossip when we went to church the last time. Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard many people tell about this man. So the name identified the nature of the beast. Especially how much evil and what great suffering he has brought on your saints at Jerusalem. So, the news from Jerusalem had spread already about this guy. So Saul had a reputation. Keep away. Don't let him click even close to you guys. 14. Now he is here and has authority from the high priest to put in chains all who call upon your name. I mean, that's pretty intense. Here's Ananias telling God, I know about this bird. I know what he's going to do. But, verse 15, but the Lord said to him, go, for this man is a chosen instrument. Ah. Close your eyes one more time. Say, Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
I am also a chosen instrument.
I am also a chosen instrument.
Thank God it's not like Saul.
Thank God it's not like Saul.
Or Paul.
Or Paul.
The choice was God.
The choice was God.
To choose me.
To choose me.
To be me.
To be me.
Not to be a carbon copy.
Not to be a carbon copy.
Of anyone else but Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
But the Lord said to him, go, for this man is a chosen instrument of mine to bear my name or to really expound my nature before the Gentiles and kings and descendants of Israel. Now, you know, so far it's not too bad.
Nope.
The news is going to be pretty good for Saul until you get to verse 16. 16 says, I will make clear to him how much he will be afflicted and must endure and suffer for my name's sake. Say, ouch.
Ouch.
That's not such good news for Saul, is it?
No. It isn't, it isn't.
Amen?
Amen?
But it was God's plan.
Absolutely.
Predicted.
Amen.
A forecast. You're going to have a tough time, kid.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to be easy.
See, I can say kid about Saul at that time because he's probably in his 30s. So Ananias left and went into the house. And he laid his hands on Saul and said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you along the way, notice the extent of the revelation.
Yes.
The Lord, who appeared to you along the way by which you came here, has sent me that you might recover your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Look at the demand.
Mm.
You're going to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Filled. It doesn't say a little touch. 18. Instantly something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he recovered his sight. Then he arose and was baptized. Can you believe it?
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Man like Saul.
Saul needed to be baptized. Wow. Some of you needed to go back in the bucket and taste of the cool water.
Yes, amen.
Almost cold. What am I saying to you? See, the footsteps of Saul got filled with the Holy Ghost first, got baptized second. Mm-hmm. Some people say, oh, you got to get into the water before you get baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's BS.
That's right.
Okay, stop believing lies. Get God's opinion for a change.
Amen.
Okay, don't let people argue with you. It is not worth it.
Hallelujah. Yep.
Oh, at this church we need to be baptized in the... Shut the garbage up. Because it's garbage. It's trying to destroy what God wants to do with you. His purpose, His plan, His anointing. Right. Why are you giggling so much?
We're in the...
Don't record that.